We're going to be looking at ways of how you can fundraise environmentally safe travel solutions for essential workers. That's a work that Liesl van der Westhuizen has been getting under her belt. Hello.
Good morning, Africa. As an avid cyclist, I was quite excited to see the tweet going around from Culture Cycles. They're bringing back a project that they started in the middle of hard lockdown last year, hashtag Heroes on Bikes, and it's a campaign to secure some bicycles to help essential workers in the Western Cape that have been affected by our taxi strikes at the moment, which is still ongoing. And it is just amazing to see the project. This is not all they're involved with. This is just one project. They've done so many upliftment projects, and later in the month we'll talk about what they're doing with women cycling and what they're rolling out in the rest of the country. So an environmentally safe way of transport, being on a bicycle, but now it's up to everyone to assist.
And how can everyone assist?
So they've got a Backer Buddy page, which they've been sharing Backer Buddy, and then you just look for Heroes on Bikes. And this whole thing was kick-started by Culture Cycles in Khayelitsha, Sins Mavundla, incredible human being. Whenever there's anyone in need, especially around bicycles, he's always the first to put his hands up. And they want to create and inspire cycling in townships as a way to transform lives and the community through bicycling, through cycling. And they have many social events. They promote cycling mobility. They've got safe cycling classes. They've got beginner cycling classes. They're women cycling things. And they've distributed 370 bicycles to essential workers, small businesses, and non-profit organizations, distributing food and medicine and assisting people with disabilities. This was now in the last year. And now they're back with their Heroes on Bikes. And Sins gave us a bit of a soundbite just to give us some more info.
It's Sins here from Culture Cycles. I'm excited to share with you and the listeners that together with Pedal Power, we are bringing our Heroes on Bikes campaign again. We started this campaign last year where we started raising money for bicycles. These bicycles were then distributed to essential workers across the city. And due to the taxi violence around in areas around the city, we thought, let us revive this campaign again. Culture Cycles and Pedal Power will be donating 50 bicycles, and we are asking your listeners and the city and the residents across the city to match this donation by raising or contributing towards this campaign to raise 50 additional bicycles, making it a total of 100 bicycles that can be distributed to essential workers. And we would like to encourage each and every one of us to donate to this campaign. If you wish to look more into the campaign, you can visit backerbuddy.co.za and Google and search for Culture Cycles. And our information will all be there in terms of all how the donations will be distributed. Thank you.
That's Sins Mavundla from Culture Cycles, and they've committed, as you heard, 50 bicycles to essential workers, and they're asking people to match their donation. So there's 100 bicycles donated to essential workers. And this is how the cost breakdown. So including spares and accessories, it costs 3,500 rand. That includes an avalanche bicycle, bicycle lock, helmet, two spare tubes, patch kit, tire levers, a saddle bag, a hand pump, as well as a light combo for your front and your back. And they're subsidizing the costs for the team from Culture Cycles. But I mean, I know as an avid cyclist, I know that I spend a lot of time on a bicycle. I know you'll never be able to get all of this for that price.
Not at all.
So it's really an incredible organization. Avalanche Bicycles always are in the front of putting their hands up whenever Culture Cycles asks for anything, and they always come to the party, and it's just amazing to see the difference that it makes in the community's lives. So if anyone wants to donate, you want to be part of it, you can make an anonymous donation. If you don't want to make it on the Backer Buddy page, just get hold of the team from Culture Cycles. Numerous people have done that. I've seen on their Backer Buddy page people have donated offline as well. And then just follow the stories, because you hear the great stories that they're sharing on their Twitter account and on their Instagram account. Hashtag Heroes on Bikes. So it's not just about cycling and raising funds for essential workers, but it's also getting people on bicycles and getting people mobile.
Now, you mentioned the amount of 3,500 rand. I don't imagine that they're only asking for people who can afford 3,500.
No, not at all.
The amount, right? If I can only give 50 rand, it will go towards something.
Absolutely. So that's what the total cost breakdown of the bicycle is. And your donation of 5 rand, 10 rand, whether it's 25 or 2,000 rand, anything will be greatly appreciated. And the team is so transparent that you can ask them where the funds are going. They showcase everything. And they've got incredible support from a variety of people, including the Pedal Power Association, Team Quebeca, Avalanche Bicycle, the bicycle company, Bike Empowerment Network called Ben. So they're really backed by incredible people that really believe in what they're doing. And we've got to remember that essential workers include grocery store and food service employees, nurses, healthcare workers, community volunteers, police, traffic and military, disaster management. And then what people often forget, mental health and social welfare professionals. Yeah. As well as teachers.
They're important, very, very important. So go and support them. Only 50 bicycles that they want to add to the 50 they've already pledged.
Minimum.
Which means there will be 100 at least bicycles that will be handing over to essential workers. You don't have to be a resident of Cape Town in order for you to donate. If you are a resident of Johannesburg or Ekurhuleni or wherever you might be listening to us and want to really make a difference, please do so by finding the Backer Buddy page. What are we doing tomorrow?
It's Workout Wednesday. We're going to be talking about a low impact exercise that helps to strengthen muscle as well as improve posture.
I love the low impact part of it.
I knew you would. And I know you're going back to gym today, so good luck.
I am. The last time I went was the 1st of March. Earlier this year, and for reasons I will not share,
no judgment.
That is it. No, it had nothing to do with me and everything to do with the establishment I was going to, and I'd rather not shame them. But I'm trying out another establishment which is quite near my place in town. So hopefully, I'll have a wonderful experience there.
And maybe we'll do a Workout Wednesday where you can review where you went to.
No doubt. I'm sure I'll be able to, yes.
Thanks, Africa.
Liesl, thank you very much. Have yourself a wonderful Tuesday. She'll be back again tomorrow morning at 22:05.